Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi by Sarsheni Dav Ches. So we are starting Zayin Amud Beis about 5 lines off the bottom with the words of Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan and Vilna Sources Dav. It's on Hamud Beis right at the beginning. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas March Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. I think Mar tells us Rabbi Yossi says B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Behemas Ma'aser Sarsheni B'Yerushalayim. If we have an animal that's Ma'aser Sarsheni and it's in Yerushalayim, Kerab Meir Patur Mina B'Chayra, Kerab Yehuda Chayev is B'Chayra. According to Rabbi Meir, it's Patur from B'Chayra. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Chayev. What's going on over here? So as we know, we've mentioned multiple times that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argue about the status of Ma'aser Sheni. According to Rav Meir, Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavaya. It, so to speak, belongs to Hashem. Therefore, if we have an animal of Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, how do we have an animal Ma'aser Sheni? We use this cast of Ma'aser Sheni to buy an animal which was a Baal Mom, so it can't be brought as a Karban, and that animal had a Bechar, it had a firstborn. So according to Rav Meir, it doesn't have Kedusha of Bechara, because an animal owned by Hektish doesn't have Kedusha Bechar, and this is Mamon Gavaya, it's considered to be belonging to Hashem, and therefore it doesn't have a din of Bechara. However, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a Ma'aser Sheni as Mamon Hedit, says that if this animal that was purchased with money Ma'aser Sheni has a firstborn, it doesn't have a din of Bechar. So now, if you're in Baal Kumi Rab Zeira, Rabbi Ma'as of Rab Zeira, Yelda Bechar, this Ma'aser Sheni animal gave birth to a Bechar. A Mur of Ma'aser Sheni Kavru Gav Mizbeach, Arts a Mur and Bran on the Mizbeach. In other words, do we treat it as a real Bechar and we're going to bring it as a carbon? And here's the problem with doing that. Chasam Ralph on top, Vlechal Ma'aser Sheni Ali Murav, don't we say the din of Ma'aser Sheni is also on the Murim? Because remember, its mother is Ma'aser Sheni, so it also is Ma'aser Sheni, and that means that the Murim, the parts that are Bran on the Mizbeach, are Ma'aser Sheni, Vlechim Tom Avricham in Achila. Doesn't that turn out that you're chasing it away from being eaten? We know that Ma'aser Sheni is supposed to be eaten and not burned on the Mizbeach. And if you're going to bring this animal, which is a Bechar, but also Ma'aser Sheni on the Mizbeach, that means that you're preventing these Zemurim from being eaten, and that's a problem. So Amar Lehi responded, V'chil Kech Basar Behema L'Shlamim, that's a proper Girsa, Lo'ichal Ma'aser Sheni Al Emurel. When a person uses Kes Ma'aser Sheni to buy a regular animal as a Shlamim, doesn't that turn the Emurim into Ma'aser Sheni? V'lonim Sam Avricham and Achila, and we don't say there's an issue of chasing it away from being eaten, so the Kes of Bechar shouldn't be any different. However, Amar Lehi responded back to him, then we're talking about purchasing an animal with money of Ma'aser Sheni, and that animal is going to be brought as a carbon, it's totally different. Bilaki Chasa, when it's bought, Pakam Yimena Kedushas Ma'aser. Its Kedusha of Ma'aser falls off of it, and now it's just considered a carbon, it's not considered Ma'aser Sheni. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, Vanal Levin and Armin Kane, we don't say this, we say differently. El rather, what's the difference? Lehi Tira Tira Lika Kasav Ma'aser El Shlam Bilvad. The Torah only allowed a person to use Kasav Ma'aser Sheni to buy an animal as a Shlamim. In other words, we have two different reasons why an animal purchased with Kasav Ma'aser Sheni is allowed to be brought as a Shlamim, and it's not considered being Mavrich, chasing away these emurim from being eaten. It's okay that they're brought on the Mizbeach. Either, number one, because when it's bought, it simply loses its Ma'aser Sheni status and becomes just a regular carbon, or when it's purchased, it retains its Ma'aser Sheni status. However, since the Torah told him to buy it, even though it remains Kadosh, the emurim are still allowed to be brought. The Gemara now asks, Ma nafka b'mineihin, what's a practical nafka mina between these two different understandings? The answer is, and here's a proper girsa, yal davigdisha shlamim. Let's say he gave birth and he was makdisha as a shlamim. Mando amar loy tiyur tayr likach b'kasav Ma'aser el shlamim belvad. According to the second mando amar, the only thing a person is allowed to use the Kasav Ma'aser Sheni for is to buy a Shlamim. Kreva, this animal could be brought because he was makdish this new animal as a Shlamim, so it's allowed to be brought. Whereas Ma'adamar, according to the first Ma'adamar, B'lekichasa Paka V'menek Kedushas Ma'aser, that it's when he buys the animal with Kasav Ma'aser Sheni, it automatically loses its status of Ma'aser Sheni and just becomes a regular carbon. So in this case, Eino Kreva, the animal that's born is not allowed to be brought because it didn't lose its Ma'aser Sheni status. If he brings it as a carbon, he's being Mavrich Luzay Murim from being eaten. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, Ha'kol Ilan Milayan Nanamarin, regarding all these words that we just said, the following mission is a raya for Reb Zeira's understanding of an animal purchased with money of Ma'aser Sheni, that the moment he buys it and intends to use it as a carbon, it loses its status of Ma'aser Sheni, just becomes a regular carbon. What does the mission tell us? Chesaron based on the top, when a person has to bring a carbon taida, and he says, I'm going to bring the taida and its breads from Ma'aser Sheni, he's not going to bring the breads, the lechamim, from Ma'aser Sheni wheat itself. He has to use Ma'aser Sheni money to buy wheat. Now we ask, what's the difference between using wheat that it itself has Kedusha Ma'aser Sheni, or using wheat that was purchased with money Ma'aser Sheni? It must be El Bilaki Chasa Paka Mimenek Kedushas Ma'aser, that when he buys regular wheat with money Ma'aser Sheni intending to use it as a carbon, it loses its status of Ma'aser Sheni because it's being used as a carbon, and that's just like what Reb Zeira said. However, Amar Reb Chinuno Kumi Rav Mana, he asked the following, V'yavi Menachitim, let him bring the Lachmei Taida, these breads for the carbon Taida, from regular Ma'aser Sheni wheat. Why is that? Because Atrum L'Kayin Vashar L'Bailim, the portion of them that has to be given away to the Kehanim are going to be eaten by the Kehanim, and the rest of them are going to be eaten by the Bailim, Mipnei Ma'enu Mevi. Why should he not be allowed to bring these breads from Ma'aser Sheni wheat itself? We understand that there's an issue of bringing an animal as a carbon if the animal is Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni, because that means that the parts of the animal that are being burned on the Mizbeach are not going to end up being eaten, and that means Ma'aser Sheni is not being eaten. But over here, all the bread is going to be eaten, some by the Kaihanim, some by the owners, and so there's no part of Ma'aser Sheni that's going to be ruined. Why can't he just use Ma'aser Sheni wheat for these breads? And the answer is, Amar Lehi told him, Hagatzmacha, think about it for yourself. Shinish Bachadam, let's say the blood accidentally spilled on the floor, meaning the blood of the carbon taida before it was sprinkled on the mizbeach spilled on the floor, and that pasels the carbon, loy nifsal halechem, wouldn't the bread become pasel in that case? And if the breads were from actual wheat of maaser sheni, that means that we're being mavrich the maaser sheni from achila. The maaser sheni itself is not being eaten, and therefore he should just buy this wheat with money of maaser sheni, and since the wheat is being used for a carbon, it loses its status of maaser sheni and is just considered a carbon, and that's just like ribs de'era. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about what type of animals are allowed to be purchased with money maaser sheni. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.